Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum, Sheikh. My question actually open to both of you. Anybody can answer this. Okay, I'm from Bangladesh. I want to mention my country because there is a tradition. Widow usually after pass away their husband, the widow wear white clothes, usually sari, white sari, and it's continue rest of the, her life until she died. So in terms of Quran and Sunnah, how would you justify this? Is it permissible in Islam or anything else do you suggest? I know there is a idat which is continued 4 months, not permissible to wear colorful dress. Anyway, Jazakallah khairan.
Right, going now to the question he was asking about what is to be done after the death of a person and so on. The hadith makes it so clear that, you know, the best gift you can give a person who's passed away is to dua for them, to pray for them, for forgiveness and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate their status. But shaitan comes to us and he makes us say, no, that's something very easy, man. So you need to do something more difficult. So we put up a tent at our house and we spend a lot of money and we invite people more than when I got married, you know. You know, when I once went to one of these, we went to a masjid, and on the way to the masjid, we saw a big tent with so many people dressed, and everyone was eating, and they had music playing, and I asked them, what's going on? They said, someone passed away. I said, what do you mean someone passed away? The young boy says, you know, I dream to have a marriage even half the size of this. So it's just extra. These matters are not from the deen, you know, to be able to... If you want to feed people, feed the poor to get a reward. But when I say feed the poor, I mean yourselves. A lot of us, we have this bad notion that, or this wrong idea, where we think, you know, when I die, people will read the Quran for me. And I will read the Quran for other dead people. Where did you read your own Quran? Come on. Why do we need to wait for someone to die to put a borehole for them or to plant a tree for them? You plant your tree now. You are alive, aren't you? You read your Quran now. Don't wait to die. Someone else does it on your behalf and the ummah is divided into two. No, don't wait for that. Do it now. You are alive. Read your Quran. Read your adhkar. Call out to Allah. Engage in good deeds. Feed the poor and so on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. So there are many of these teachings. I normally have a policy. I tell people, look, I would be the first to participate in this if you show me that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu did it, or Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu did it, or any one of the companions did it. If you can prove it to me, show it to me, I will be the first one who will participate in this type of activity. If not, consider me out of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be from amongst those who clear up all the misconceptions as time passes, especially when it comes to acts of worship. Sometimes they are not really acts of worship. They are mere matters that have been added on later, and they call it a part and parcel of Islam, and yet it is not. So, Jazakumullah khair, wallahu a'lam.